The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. On this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic real estate sector. With it being Women's Month in South Africa for the month of August, we are only having women leaders in the property sector as guests on the podcast. On this week's episode, we have a woman who is leading ESG at Redefine Properties, one of South Africa's biggest landlords and JSE-listed real estate investment trusts. Now, ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social and Governance, as many corporate heavyweights will know, is a big part of the corporate world these days, not just for property companies, but for all blue chips. It's quite a broad sphere, however, with this being the Property Pod, we are zoning in on sustainability and in particular green building. Ursula Mpakanyane is head of ESG at Redefine and joins us on the line now as the group recently marked a major milestone around net zero carbon certification for buildings, and that's from the Green Building Council of South Africa, or GBCSA. Welcome to the Property Pod on MoneyWeb, Ursula.
Thank you so much for having me, Suren. Hi to you and all your listeners.
Redefine Properties is one of the largest REITs on the JSE and is making a positive impact on the green building and sustainability front. The group has yet another net zero carbon rating. Can you tell us more about this and why it's significant?
For sure. So simply put, a net zero carbon building prioritizes energy efficiency by reducing consumption through a number of different interventions. So things like energy efficient heating, ventilation and cooling equipment, energy efficient lighting such as LED rather than using your fluorescent lighting, on-site renewable energy sources and off-site renewable energy sources, and of course carefully considered carbon offsets. And this is particularly significant for us, Suren, because we've been certified net zero for measured emissions and not modeled, which means these buildings have been measured on actual carbon reduction and operational emissions over a 12-month period, right? And not modeled emissions, which are only limited to the design of the property. Now, Alice Lane, for instance, I mean, it's already a beacon of excellence. It currently holds a 4-star Green Star rating, which was designed with reduced embodied carbon and has green features that further enhance energy efficiencies. So if you'll allow me, for instance, It allows maximum natural light into the building. That ensures over 30% of the usable space internally is naturally lit, right? Automatically, that requires use lighting. Water-efficient toilets that use 1.5 liters of water per flush instead of the average 9 liters that's consumed by a normal toilet. Things like drip irrigation and indigenous vegetation that also requires less water. And we've retrofitted the common areas with LED lighting with a projected annual saving of 6%. So you can see that's quite substantial.
Now, I understand this is your 9th net zero certified asset. Can you share more insights about this?
So we have 8 other ones. Alice Lane is 9th. So Alice Lane and Bally Oaks Office Park in Bryanston, as well as Convention Tower, were awarded this year, 2025. But our other standing net zero carbon achievements were for 2 Pybus Road, 90 Rivonia, the Old Warehouse and the Terraces, which are both at Black River Park in Cape Town, Commerce Square and Rosebank Link.
Okay, so it is quite significant. I understand it's the highest of any SA REIT.
That's correct. So we strive to be the best REIT. And I think with this, it's a big milestone for us. It's no small feat at all. And I think a lot of work has gone into measuring the actual emissions and managing and mitigating operational carbon, which is very important for us because it has a direct impact on the environment as well.
Now, I know you shared quite a bit of insight on the green building and the fact that it's measured, so it's delivering. But just for a layman on this topic, net zero, does that mean like zero carbon footprint?
So ideally, net zero means the building is producing as much energy as it consumes. So that gives you what you call the net zero effect, right? Okay. But there's a very deliberate pathway that we follow. We call it the net zero pathway with four key steps, starting with efficiency first as step number one. And then you drill into step two, which is your on-site renewable energy. Many people will understand that very simply as our solar panels, for instance. And offsite renewable energy, that can conclude as to wheeling from one source to another. And then as a last step, we consider the carbon offsets.
Now, I didn't have this as a thought, but since you mentioned wheeling, you've also had some progress on that front. Do you want to highlight that before we go through my other questions?
For sure. So I think crucially for Alice Lane, it has been included as part of the portfolio of assets that will benefit from our offsite renewable energy. Now, we're expecting that to come on board in 2027, where about 50% of the total energy consumption will be wheeled to the site. That in itself will further then reduce the reliance on the grid and reduce the energy required for electricity.
Now, from an ESG perspective, why is this important? And perhaps give us an update overall in terms of Redefine's green sustainability profile, because net zero is one aspect, but there's a lot of things the property sector is doing. The Green Building Council is well over a decade old.
Correct. So as much as buildings are our commodity, buildings are responsible for nearly 40% of the carbon emissions worldwide. And we have a responsibility not only to reduce our carbon footprint, but also reduce the impact on our environment for more sustainable cities. Our mission at Redefine is to deliver the smartest and most sustainable spaces, right? And I think we're well on our way, while it's a very bold ambition that we've put out there. And from an ESG strategy perspective, our environmental pillar is anchored in this mission. So you mentioned just in terms of our profile, right? So as it the last financial year, 2024, we've achieved 200 Green Star certifications. In 2025, Morningstar Sustainalytics awarded us with a global top 50 badge for our ESG performance, and top 50 globally, might I add, not only locally. Mm-hmm. On GRESB, which is also an independent benchmark for us, so we've scored 82 out of 100 for our standing investments. We've received 4 EDGE certifications that have been awarded. So there's quite a bit that actually has been recognized internationally against international standards in terms of our ESG performance.
It would be interesting. I'm not going to ask you this question, but it would be interesting to say, had you not done that, how much of water saving, how much of electricity savings, all the different elements, a report like that would be quite interesting. But we'll leave it at there from an ESG perspective. As I mentioned in my intro, we profiling women leaders in the property sector. There are a number of them, but it's the first time that I've interviewed an ESG leader within a top writ on the Property Pod. It is Women's Month. As a head of ESG at Redefine, what does your role entail? I'm sure it goes beyond just green and the E of ESG.
Oh, absolutely. So I think we've spoken a lot under the E. If I can touch on a little bit on the S and the G as well. So sure. S refers to our social pillar, and that talks directly to our purpose, which is to create and manage spaces in a way that transforms lives. We aim to have meaningful impact within the communities and spaces that we operate in and deliberately create positive change while building inclusive ecosystems. The pillar supported by our socioeconomic development, these include initiatives towards education, health and well-being, job creation, as well as community development. Our G, this refers to our governance pillar. Essentially, what that means for us is how we're holding ourselves accountable in delivering our sustainable outcomes across the board. So as an ESG head, I direct the sustainability strategy, right? Ensuring that these ESG principles are embedded within our operations, investments, as well as our stakeholder engagements. And I think because our ambitions are so bold, it's very important for us to collaborate and partner, because we do have a shared responsibility with the occupiers of our space to continue reducing consumption.
We'll get to ambitions in a sec, but on the Women's Month note, any tips or advice for young women hoping to make it in the property industry, not just in the property industry, perhaps in the corporate world?
So what I can say, and I guess this is a learning on my path and the journey that I have traveled to here, is comfort and growth cannot coexist, right? And the more you're seeking to grow and not just make it, I think there has to be an element of delivering excellence in order for us to thrive within the spaces we occupy. That you've got to be curious and stay learning, and that can't happen in your comfort zone.
Thank you for that. Just to conclude, Ursula, what is Redefine's target or ultimately its next level for the group from a green and sustainability perspective? I know you probably announce big things in press releases and SENS announcements, but you know, the bigger goal, because you know there will be more milestones to come. You know, ESG
is indeed
something that won't end. It'll probably get tougher with demands around climate change for blue chip companies around the world.
Indeed. So our vision is very clear, Siren. By 2030, we're looking at all our new buildings to achieve net zero operational carbon. And I know that's quite a great feat. And I think it's important that we bring in that collaboration and partnership, because we definitely can't do this alone. And then looking at our 2050 goal, you know, that every building in our portfolio will meet the same operational emissions in terms of reduced energy consumption.
Is there anything else on the topic that you'd like to share before we end?
Particularly on our performance around green.
On your performance on green, or, you know, like that is the biggest milestone. That's what the interview is largely angled on.
Yeah, so I think for us, we're really proud of this achievement, and it really is a stamp in terms of our achievements toward carbon neutrality, and it has been quite a great milestone and achievement for us.
Thank you, Ursula. Redefine is also quite strong on the BEE front, but I'm not going to ask you about BEE. We will have to leave it there. Ursula, thanks so much for your time. That was Ursula Mpakanyane, the head of ESG at JSE-listed Redefine Properties.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.